Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Nebraska students are returning back to school. Parents and grandparents, the greatest gift you can give your children and grandchildren is the gift of prayer. For Christian parents who send their children to public schools, the beginning of the school year brings excitement and also concern. As a Christian in the public school, you are not alone. The fact is, more than 80% of Christians with school-aged children send them to public schools. For years, a secular mindset among educators and school officials has pushed legitimate education about Christianity off to an ever-shrinking portion of the public school students' life. For many teachers, even Christians, Christianity is not considered a legitimate academic subject for public school students. But I encourage our listeners to go to the Nebraska Family Alliance blog and learn about how you can protect your religious liberty in school. But the most important thing that you can do is pray. Gather together other concerned parents who will partner with you in prayer for the children, staff, and administration of the school that your children or grandchildren attend. Coordinate a prayer walk around your school. Moms in Prayer has over 20,000 prayer groups and over 100,000 moms praying each year for the children and staff of their school. To find more information on how you can organize a group and pray for your students, visit momsinprayer.org. Take time, pray for your students, coordinate a prayer walk, and remember, be informed. Take time to ask questions about the curriculum and policies of your child's school. We wish each student returning back to school a successful school year. And to those teachers and principals that are listening, may God direct you in the guidance of leading the schools that He has given you care over.